When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
Hey everybody, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Beekeeping for Newbies. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to listen. I do appreciate you. And as always, feel free to reach out to Jeff at beekeepingfornewbies.com. That's N-E-W-B-E-E-S.com. Today, we are kicking off a new little series. Now, as you may recall, if you've listened to episode 201, you're going to know that I made this decision to impose a high level of pain and discomfort upon myself by saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do an episode every day, Monday through Friday, for the next 6 weeks. And I said that and I was excited. And then I had the weekend to let that churn around in my brain for a little bit. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? But I am absolutely going to make good on it. I am going to make it happen. But I'm going to pass a little bit of that over to you all for a little bit of help. And we'll get into the details of that later on. But before we dive into everything, I do want to drop one quick reminder. Don't forget, April 28th is when the app is launching. That has been the number one top priority, and it is moving forward, rolling down the line, and probably about 95% done. So that's pretty exciting. Okay, so now let me give you the details here on what we've got coming up for potentially the next 30 days here, or I should say 30 episodes, not 30 days. So I was thinking the other day, like, what's the best thing that I can do that might be helpful or beneficial, particularly for the newer beekeeper? Like, what can I convey and pass along that's going to make an impact, not even to just a first year person, but somebody who's still trying to kind of figure things out? And my idea was, I'm going to take the 7 colonies I have at my house, which is the 6 that I brought in this year, plus the swarm that I caught the other day. And what that's going to do is allow me to do 1 inspection a day. Now, technically, you know, I've got the weekends. I'm not going to be doing a weekend report. But what I'm going to do is every day, I'm going to give you the report from the previous day. So, of course, today's day 1. We're just starting. I don't have a report for you today. But tomorrow I will report on to you on one of my colonies. So I'll give you the overview of all the colony numbers tomorrow, you know, what they're numbered, what their configuration looks like. And then we'll say, okay, inspecting hive number, whatever, here are the notes. Here's what I saw and here's what I'm doing. Now, I'm not expecting you to like copy my notes and keep track at home or anything like that. But my idea behind this is to be able to sort of understand my methodology, what I'm doing. And I've also kind of done some things that are slightly against best practices, but I did it with the idea of inducing a response from the colonies that I've done some of these things to. I'm trying to create certain things based on the scenarios that I force them into. I'm not going to give you all the details of that. Maybe you can kind of figure it out based on the notes and the things that you hear me report to you. But my idea here is to try to create scenarios that you are going to be likely to see. So like I said, I'll be reporting on the previous day's inspection during the week. And then on Monday, I will report the previous two colonies that were inspected over the weekend. If I suspect bad weather, for example, if I knew that tomorrow it's definitely going to rain, I might do two or three inspections up front and then stagger the release of the discussion of those in accordance with the already existing schedule, and everything will stay on track. Now, when we get to the very end of today's discussion, I will talk to you about where I'm going to need your help on all of this. So today's topic is we're just going to be doing a Varroa overview. Now, the reason for this is I am a really big proponent of aggressive Varroa management. And I've said this so many times, and I know that you guys who know me and you hear me, you're like, please, I know, you don't have to say it over and over again. But I know that there are people who are jumping in. They're like, let's just check out the podcast here, starting at episode 202 and see what's going on. And I want people to always hear me talking about what a big threat Varroa is, what a big deal it is, and how I and many others make the mistake of spending $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 or more on buying a bunch of hardware and gear and protective stuff. And we get all these things, honey extractors, everything we need to be successful, except for like literally the most important thing. And it's coming up with the strategy for how you're going to manage the bug. How are you going to manage the Varroa mite? So what I'm going to do is today, I'm kind of kicking it off with just the overview of the mite, just telling you a little bit about it and just kind of making sure that we're all sort of level set about what it is and why it is such a big threat. Tomorrow, we're going to dig in a little bit deeper. We're going to talk about reproduction. We're going to talk about some more of its kind of habits and behaviors, things to be aware of, things to watch out for. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about figuring out if you have a mite problem. You know, that's a kind of a big question. Well, is this going to affect me? Is it going to affect everybody? What areas are not really affected by this? So as an example with that, I think it was not discovered in Australia until I think it was 2022. I mean, imagine that, making it all the way to 2022 without even having to deal with this. And now it's showing up everywhere. So on Wednesday, to confirm that, we're going to be talking about the different types of methods you can use to test and kind of try to confirm. On Thursday, we are going to go over some treatment options, and we are not diving deep. This is not a treatment deep dive. This whole series that we're working on is meant to be somewhat of a mini series. So instead of me coming in and doing my standard like 40 minute to hour kind of discussion, it's going to be broken down into just smaller, more consumable, you know, faster chunks of info. So we're going to kind of, I don't want to say lightning round it, but we're going to talk about here are probably the top 5 or 6 most popular treatments. Here is why you probably want to pick 2 of these. This one over here is a little more gentle. This one's a bit more aggressive. And just kind of walk through and talk through a little bit of that. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about Norroa, N-O-R-R-O-A, which is the new treatment option that's out there. A lot of people are talking about it. There are a lot of questions. And I'm hearing interesting things on both sides. Early on, I heard nothing but positive around it. Lately, I've heard a couple of interesting stories. So we're going to talk a little bit about that on Friday. Now, the rest of the schedule, we'll talk about that at the end here. So let's kind of jump in and really get into this. So the Varroa mite was not in the U.S. until 1987. Now the mite is originated from Asia. The Asian honeybee, so we deal mostly, when I say we, I kind of make this assumption that based on my metrics, about 90% of the people who are listening to the podcast are listening in the U.S., Canada, Europe, New Zealand, and Australia. Everybody else, you know, beyond that fits into that remaining 10%, basically. So when I'm saying we, I'm generally referring to Apis mellifera, like the Western honeybee. The Apis cerana, which is the Asian honeybee, it had, you know, it co-evolved with the Varroa mite. And they have over, you know, thousands of years of development and coexistence with the, you know, the varroa mite. They have developed natural behavioral resistance. So this is really a combination of factors, but one of the bigger ones is being able to detect, kind of sense and smell and feel, knowing that inside of a capped worker or drone cell, that there is varroa present, and they say, we got to get that out. They open it up and they discard it, you know, before the mite has a chance to fully develop and cause problems within the colony. So that Asian honeybee figured that out. Now here, you know, in the U.S., for example, we spend a lot of time and energy and money trying to track down what we call VSH, the varroa sensitive hygiene, trying to capture the Apis mellifera, the Western honeybee version of that hygienic behavior. We try to capture that genetic trait in a lot of the queens that are being bred now to hopefully not necessarily be the end-all be-all answer to the varroa problem, but maybe helping to give us kind of a leg up in some of our management and hopefully get us to the point where we don't have to have as much treatment, or maybe we don't have to be as aggressive in treatment. So the mite by itself, it's a small, like reddish brown, sort of ovular shaped mite, and it feeds, you know, on the fat bodies of the developing bees. These are going to be the pupating workers or drones that are under the cappings. The way that this works, we're going to dive a bit deeper into some of the more specifics or the specific impacts to like the immune system and all the secondary illnesses and all this other. We're going to dive into that in the coming episodes here this week. But the important thing to understand is that the fact that they are there and they are attaching to these, you know, these pupating and developing workers and drones, it introduces a possibility and becomes a vector, I should say, for the transmission of a lot of secondary viruses and illness. I always, you hear me refer to it as kind of like the HIV of the bee world, because a colony can look okay. They can be productive, active, busy. They can be doing things, you know, just like any other day, but they're actively infected with some of these illnesses that have been passed along by the mite. And with all of that, and of course, the compromise to the immune system, you know, the impacts are pretty widespread across, you know, lifespan and various other areas that it would impact.
You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
So where this often presents a really big challenge is with beekeepers who say, yeah, I really like to treat my bees in that August, September timeframe. You know, I want to make sure they go into the winter strong, and they will pretty much ignore everything in the first part of the year. So they will, like right now, not testing, not treating, nothing's going on. Bees all look healthy. Everything is fine. And then maybe you get to like July, August time frame, and they're like, yeah, we'll go ahead and do a treatment. August, mites are at zero, maybe one, and they're thinking, wow, this is amazing. This is so great. And what's actually happening there is the damage is already done. The infection's there. It's widespread. Some of them are infections that are spreading via contact, basically. It's not sort of the same thing as like with people, but through the sharing of things, they are still able to pass certain illness between them. And it's really sad and very misleading because, like I said, they are often asymptomatic at that point in time. You still don't, you're going to start to see them. And we're going to talk in the, you know, the rest of the week, we're going to talk about, you know, the signs and the symptoms and the things that you should expect to see and all of that. But it's really kind of that August, September time frame where things start to appear and you're like, oh, that's not necessarily good. Or when they start trying to ramp up the brood production for your winter bees heading towards the late summer, early fall, that's a time when some of these illnesses that are now going to be passed in through the brood start to present themselves. It's a very fascinating insect to study, and understanding what it is, why it functions the way it does, how it reproduces, how we need to address its treatment and different methods and options. We're going to go through a whole lot of that. So my goal, like by the end of the week, would be that you can identify, okay, this is what it is. This is how I check to see if it's present. And this is also what I'm going to do to determine what I do with the numbers that I see. And then formulate a strategy, document that strategy, track the effectiveness of chosen treatment plans, consider when and if it's appropriate to leverage a second. Most professionals and people who've been in the beekeeping space for a while recommend that you have at least two treatment options available. And like I mentioned earlier, something that's more like in the gentle and then something that's a bit more aggressive for you. I've got a couple things that I have kind of standardized on that I'm happy to share with you when we get to the more detailed discussions around treatment. And then, of course, being able to determine what some of those visible symptoms look like and what does life look like after varroa, because it's pretty disruptive. And once a colony is infected and the viral loads are pretty high, there's not much that can be done. And I think back very, very specifically, like I can see these memories in my mind of having colonies where I was like, I don't really think it's a big deal. Like there's nobody else next to me or near me that has bees. I just don't think it's an issue. That's still a very common one that I hear now. People will message me or talk in the Discord room. The discussion comes up and someone says, yeah, I'm not going to worry about any treatment because I'm the only beekeeper within 10 miles, so I'm not going to do it. Kind of missing the idea that the mite may have just shown up with the bees that they got. You know, they may have come in with them. There may be other unmanaged bees in the area that they're not aware of, and the two bees cross paths at a feeding source or in some other way at a water, at a water stop. They happen to go past each other and the mite says, hey, I think I'm going to hitch a ride on this one instead. There are lots of ways in which they can move around and they find their way to your bees eventually. But I remember having colonies that I thought, it's not going to be an issue. And they looked okay and everything was fine. And then they would overwinter. I actually had some of them that were pretty sick and overwintered. And then I saw them in the spring and I was like, these bees don't look all that great. And then the spring ramp up didn't really ramp up. And then they were collapsing in like, between March and May. I had that happen a few times. And I remember taking some pictures and just thinking like, geez, I wonder, they must have starved. Or I had all these other reasons in my mind as to why everything kind of fell apart. And then I went back years later and I looked at the pictures and I realized, oh, wow, all of these symptoms and these visible symptoms and things that we're going to discuss this week, all of those things were present and I didn't even know what to look for or even understand that those conditions existed. So like I said, we'll run through that this week and the episodes are going to be a bit shorter because of the volume that we're targeting. But here is where I am bringing it back to you, because originally what my thought was is like, week one is going to be varroa. And then I had kind of a subject teed up for week two. So I was racking my brain and I wanted to make sure that I was putting together 6 weeks of really, you know, high quality, relevant content. I did some, you know, solo brainstorming. I brought in a couple of AI teammates to help me brainstorm a little bit. One of them was fired and then the other one helped out a little bit. Then I got to a point where I was like, okay, you guys just need to go away. But as I kind of fine-tuned everything and got to the point where I felt like, okay, this is a pretty good list. And again, this is really, it was pretty difficult because I'm looking back at notes and I'm thinking to myself, well, based on what we've already covered, we definitely don't need to talk about these 18 or 20 things. But then it was, well, what if somebody comes in and they say, well, this is the first time I've ever listened, and they maybe only listen for the next couple of weeks. They may have no context to go off of and everything is new to them. So I thought, well, how do you find that balance? Because I don't want somebody who's a long time, you know, from episode one all the way to 201 to say, man, we're covering this again. I don't want to talk about the casts inside the hive. I don't want to talk about protective gear. We've already done that. So again, finding the balance to keep everybody happy, certainly a challenging thing. So I decided to take a completely different approach. I have this week completely done. And what I mean by that is I've got all the subjects lined up. I've got my notes put together. I'll be doing my inspections starting this afternoon. We'll have the inspections done every day. I'll be reporting to you starting tomorrow. We'll report through the whole week. On Monday, you'll get the Friday and weekend B report. But there's only one way that it goes beyond this week, and that is with you. So what we're going to do is I need you to send an email, and you have the address. It's jeff@beekeepingfornewbies.com. In the subject, anywhere in the subject, however you word it, 30 DAYS, 30 days. As long as 30 days is in there somewhere, you can say, hey, I have a 30 days suggestion. I have an idea. It's all about whatever you want. So if I get 10 people that say the same thing and only 3 people say another one, then the people who say the 10 thing, that's what we're going to go with. But it's what's important to you. What do you need to have filled in? Like, where are you really struggling? What is the big knowledge gap, the problem that keeps showing up? That's exactly what we're going to do. And if I don't get that information, if everybody's like, nah, I don't really care, then I'm just going to take the rest of the month off and I'll start back again with the regular weekly episodes. But I want to do whatever you need. I want to support your spring journey and I want to make sure that we're getting things done in a way that supports all of you because I already know how to do this. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys decide. But I am going to go ahead, wrap everything up today. And like I said, tomorrow we're talking about a more detailed view of Varroa. I'm diving into some things that we actually have not talked about on the mic tomorrow. These are kind of cool things that I was thinking about more in that 300, 400 level, but it's still very fascinating. It's interesting. And it's things that even 100, 200 brand new kind of people would be interested in as well. But we'll cover all the mic stuff this week. Treatment options on Thursday, Noroa on Friday, and then all of your stuff beyond that. So take care, be kind to one another, and remember that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you soon.
You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.